proclamation number 6185 dated the February 6, 1955. The correct use of time on Earth. Earthly life is but short, yet time in the beyond is infinitely long. Hence you humans should use this earthly time well. You should accept every difficulty and utilize all your strength for the salvation of your soul. You should renounce all comforts of life and with your rejection ensure your claim for spiritual wealth, which determines your fate in eternity after the death of your body, which is the only beneficiary of earthly possession but may not keep them forever. Compared to eternity, earthly life is but a moment, and you should not consider this moment so important, and yet consider it extremely important for your soul. Thus constantly evaluate it spiritually. Although during your time on earth you have a concept of time by which your days and years appear to be long, but consider that infinite periods have already preceded this earthly life and eternity will follow. You, however, are only conscious of your lifetime on earth, and therefore it means everything to you. Nevertheless, you know that your body has to die. You know that everything earthly is transient. You know that everything your body had found indispensable and gave it a sense of well-being cannot be of any use to you after your death. Therefore, consider this first and consider what to expect after the death of your body. You can prepare an extremely wonderful existence for your soul during your earthly life, but also a state of agony and darkness. Time and again you are told that you will live on. You are not without knowledge of this, even if you don't want to believe it. Consequently, consider the possibility and make provisions. Live virtuously on earth and don't set your heart on material things, which, after all, will be taken from you again. Don't consider the body at the expense of your soul. First care for your soul, then your body won't go short either. But don't let your thoughts move into the wrong direction and let the soul go short because of the body. For your soul is your true self, the self which is immortal and one day can be blessed if you work for and accomplish this bliss on earth. The happiest hours on earth pass like intoxication. Earthly pleasures don't make you happy forever. Earthly life slips by fast, but you cannot avoid your fate in eternity, and that will correspond to your life on earth. Eternal life is spiritual death. You alone choose the conditions for yourselves in eternity, because it is up to you what kind of life you live on earth. Evaluate your earthly life correctly, so that it leads to the maturity of your soul and is not just used for the well-being of the body, because you only stay briefly on this earth, yet eternity is infinitely long. Amen.